So you hoping for another easy win like last night?
I'm hoping for a win. I mean, obviously got a little dicey there at the end, but a win's a win. If you asked me before the game, if you take a one-run win, we would. So, you know, this team's playing really well, and they showed kind of their tenacity there at the end. But yeah, it was a little out of the norm for usually how we play late games.
How do you prepare to know them so well?
Yeah,
it's no big deal.
He hasn't done anything recently. I mean, we did some of the minor league games. Yeah, we've seen the numbers, but it's you know, he is who he is, and he's one of the premier hitters in the league. So you understand that going in. We've seen him enough to know what he's all about, and just adds to the length of their lineup, and you know, makes him a better team. I did see that. Yeah.
I mean, you know, we just
wants to play in front of a big crowd. When, you know, we've had some terrific crowds here this year. You know, the Giant Series, and obviously the free game, and guys just like playing in front of a big crowd. So I don't blame him. He's just trying to encourage the fan base to come out and support us. And, you know, like I said, when we have a full house here, it inspires us. And our fans are as loud as anybody in baseball. So I think that's just kind of what he's referring to.
From your experience as a player, when you're playing before a big crowd versus an empty house, it has to give you something of a lift, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And like I said, here, our fans are really loud. And, you know, you've seen the postseason games in the past. You talk to some of the teams that said this is one of the tougher places to play. So, you know, when our fans come out in full force, it is a terrific atmosphere here.
He's a young guy. Would an old school player be less likely to speak out on that topic like that, you think? Or
His game is all about old school. Yeah. I mean, he's just a younger player, but he plays the game the right way, and he plays it hard, and I'm just trying to reach out to the fans.
Hey, Bob. For those of us parachuting in here, what's been the key to your surge? Is there a couple things you can do for you?
Well, we get contributions from everybody, and we're timing it pretty well. We're now the starting rotation's pitching pretty well. There was a time that the bullpen was carrying us a little bit, certainly the offense at times, and it's just a total team effort, which can be a powerful thing. So, you know, everybody seems to be involved here, and once you get on a run and you have the type of confidence when you start winning games, you expect to win, and that's kind of how I see it.
When you think of Blake Treinen's journey to becoming one of the most dominant closers, what stands out to you? Did you see this coming? Like, does anything surprise you?
Yeah, I didn't really see it from afar as what went on in Washington. All I've seen is what we've seen here. And if you just look at his stuff, he's just got some of the best stuff in all of baseball. So what he's doing doesn't surprise me. You know, sometimes guys are a little bit later developers, but, you know, what he's doing right now matches with his repertoire and his stuff, so it doesn't surprise me at all. And, you know, since he's got here last year, he's doing exactly what he started out doing last year and what he's continuing to do. Yeah, we wanted to get Laureano out there today, especially with fires. It's always tough not to have Ole in there, but the games he hasn't started this year, he finds a way in there a little bit later anyway, whether it's defense or whether it's pinch hitting. So it wouldn't surprise me if he got in here. He's played every game. You know, he hasn't started every game, but it allows us to match up with him a little bit later.
Back to the big picture that you were talking about. You know, in May it would have been real easy to say we're a much improved team, but we have two teams that are not catchable. If you're them, you think you got a big lead, you can't coast. What is it about baseball that is just that kind of a game all summer?
Yeah, when I hear, you know, about teams, if you play 500, you win. I mean, baseball can turn so quickly. And, you know, what we saw in 12, I think we were 13 back in August, I think it's. So, you know, someone sweeps a series or wins 6, 7, 8 games in a row and a team goes on a losing streak, you can make it up that quickly. So that's one of the great things about baseball.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.